Five, four, three, two, one, blast off. I'm going to need in the Feldheim. Page 30, please. Page 30 in the Art Scroll. Three lines. Sorry, I didn't finish the paragraph last night. I dafka wanted to stay within 10 minutes or 11 minutes. Ube'inyan avnei hamakom. Three lines from the bottom. Page 30 in the Art Scroll. Thank you, Reb Zev. In the Feldheim. You got it? It is in page Yud 10 in the green Feldheim. Four lines from the bottom of the top paragraph. And we're about a blot in one full page into Perek Aleph, the first Perek of the Holy, 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 Besilas Yesharim. We're so blessed to be here. Here we go. That was a full minute, by the way, of an introduction. So I got to forgive myself a little bit more time for that. As we continue, that the Gashmi is the physical world. The physical world is here to serve me. The physical world is here to serve me. You hear the depth of that? I'm not here to serve the physical world. You're not here to serve the Gashmias. You're here for the Gashmias to be there for you. When people get, we spoke last night about addiction, is that what happens is that the physical world then becomes destroyed. You destroy the enjoyment of everything. That's what we spoke about last night, the last blot, the beginning of the perek, is that instead of you uplifting the world and the world then coming back and uplifting you and spreading and just being light, 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 it's the exact opposite. You become part of the problem and you create a problem as opposed to becoming part of the solution. And the same by the Avnei HaMakom. Shalakach Yaakov Inuv, Samar HaShoysev. He put the rocks around his, right? We all learned this in kindergarten. Am Reb Yitzchak. Malamish has kaptigul HaMakom Echav. Ha'izgolach Hazar Ayala Yiniach Tzadik Rosho. Every rock was screaming. Why? Because what else is the purpose of a rock? What's the purpose of a rock? A rock at the schus to have Yaakov Avinu put his head on the rock? Wow, what an incredible opportunity. Look at God's creation. Listen to this, everybody, and this happens to each and every one of us. When Hashem created you, when he created man, because Adam Rishon, we're all a microcosm of Adam Rishon. He brought him on all the trees. This is a metaphor. I mean, literally, he did it also, but it represents life. It represents everything. The tree. And he said to him, do me a favor. Re'e Maisa, look at my world. Kama Naim, look how beautiful of a world I created. U'meshubachim hein. Look how gorgeous of a world that I created, right? What happens? You go to Manhattan. Ooh, yeah? Go to the Alps. And it's a joke. Why? You go out to nature, and you're like, it brings peace. Why? Because man destroys the world. Man is the destroyer. When you see all the smoke and the factories, right? Don't touch it. Let it be what it is. That's what he says. Choma shebarasi. Nothing wrong with factories and smoke. That wasn't my point. Choma shebarasi b'shvil chabarasi. Hashem created the world for us, for me. He created it so I can have a great life. Tein daitchab, do me a favor. Pay attention. Shalot tekalkel. Do not destroy yourself. V'tachriv esaylami. And you'll destroy my world. Hashem puts a person in this world and says, do me a favor. Enhance the world, right? You know when you go to the bathroom and it says, leave the place cleaner than you leave it cleaner than the way you found it. Right? So that's a microcosm to the world. Leave the world. You want to leave the world a better place, not a worse place. Chloe Shaldavar, Zak the Holy Ramchal, Ha'adam Loi Nivra Bavor Matzavoy L'mazeh. We're not created for our purpose. He's going to prove it in a few minutes. We're going to prove it. Ela Bavor Matzavoy L'mazeh. Right? He's going to prove to you that this world can't be where it's at. The only reason we're on this world is in order to get us to the next world. So why are we on this world? right? He's going to say, he's going to explain. Al-Kain Timsa, we're going to talk about that soon. Al-Kain Timsa, Mamre Chan was Ragam. I mean, he spoke about it before, that that's the way to get to the next world. But this world is only a means to an end. He's going to prove that in a second. And he says, that's why Chazal say, this world's preparation, next world is the destination, as he says. What? That what? Afterwards, because we're in the 10-minute limited. This world is like a hallway. We said this before. It's interesting that he says it twice in this parak. Work hard today, get the benefits later. He who works hard Erev Shabbos during the week will have a better Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the ultimate Shabbos. You work hard for 6,000 years. We're in the 6,000th year, by the way. We're in Friday. We're like Friday afternoon in the whole picture of the world, right? So the harder we worked, we're going to eat well on Shabbos. This world is like the land. And Ha'olam Haba Layam. The sea is like the next world. We're only 6 minutes in. V'chela rabam al zaderech. Rafi will tell us after Shir some other stuff. But that's the bottom line. This world is all a preparation for the next world. This is all, it's one of the reasons, quickly I have to say, it's probably in Shua's notes already from last year, it could be from the year before. I made this up quickly, I'll just say it, it's a deeper pshat. I said that that's why people love sitting by the ocean. Why do people love sitting by the ocean? Why do they love the ocean? Why do they love the ocean? The reason they love the ocean is because deep down, even the Goyim, why do they love the ocean? Because they deep down know that their soul knows, your neshama knows, that the tachlis is the next world. So when you sit by the open ocean represents Olam Haba. This world represents dry land. So your soul knows deep down the truth about life. Why do you get frustrated? You get frustrated because of life. This happens, that happens, this bothers me. But when you realize that there's a tachlis, there's a purpose for the next world, it calms you down, it makes you calm. That's one of the pshatim I said on this medrash over here. Visira, Zakta Holy Ramchal, nobody who has a brain, Ramchal said it, I'm not putting anybody down, but he says it. Anybody who has a brain can't think that this world is where it's at. It's not possible. Not possible to think that this world is really what it's all about. And he's going to explain why. Why? This I do in a longer forum. Maybe we'll talk about it after Shir, where we talk about this. Who really, really has an easy trip in this world? Everyone's got. This is what he says. Hopefully you'll make it to 70. No guarantees, anybody. And even if you've been Guru Shmainim Shana, hopefully you'll make it to 80. And then, right, and what are they? V'rabam amol v'oven. They're difficult. They're trying. It's challenging. You guys have only been here for about 20 years so far. It's been a trip, as they say, right? Yeah, it gets even funner as you get older. Bekama min etzar. How much challenges, how much pain, how much sicknesses, how much machovim, pain, tradis, worrying, trauma, that's this world. So you're going to tell me that this is what it's about? What Hashem's a monster? What Hashem is a crazy, crazy, you know, well, let me torture another? That's not what it's about. V'acha calls those. And then after all that, what happens? You die. So you have a terrible life, and then they bury you. Oh, how gishmak, right? He says, Echem ne elef, one out of 1,000. How many people are Shiyarba Elaymanos or Shalomitid? How many people, as I've said many times, show me the guy who is a happy guy on his yacht and he's got millions of dollars, right? Show me Hollywood. Show me all the actors. Show me all show me everyone who's happy. So why are they doing all the things that they're doing? Why are they divorced? Why are they this? Why are they miserable, 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 miserable? Why? Because it's not about here. It's not about this world. It's much, much deeper and deeper and deeper. As he says, the gamu, He says, even the guy who made it till 100 years old, then what happens? By the time he's 70, 80 years old, you're already over the hill. They're already, right? You already have your dentures. You can't even chew properly, right? They already put you in a nursing home and whatever they're doing. By the time you get to a certain thing, they're already like, oh, okay, yeah. You know, you can't even hear anymore. I'm saying, well, as you get older and older, that's what happens. That's what happens to every one of us. I mean, Hashem, it will happen that you'll be 90, 100 years old, and you'll be, you know, you turn into an old man. We should be zoch, even though we say al tashchenu le'ezikna, good kasha. But the pshat is that no, you want to grow old. But how many people make it to a ripe old age and have this perfect life? Not too many. V'lo od. Is that an end of a paragraph? Yeah. End of a paragraph. Hashem should have 10 minutes. Unbelievable. It's not even 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes will change your eternity. Will change your future. Not only will it change your life. What did we say last night? I had a good line. 10 minutes a day will keep the Yetzirah away.
For the day.
For the day? Something like that. Okay. Have a wonderful day. Yeah, something like that.